श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीदासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद आफ्टर प्रनाउंसिंग दिस फाइव ग्रुप द ग्रुप नेम ऑफ महाप्रभु पंचतत्व द ग्रुप ऑफ फाइव देन यू विल काउंट इन दिस बिग हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे प्लीज नाउ बोथ हैव यू अटेंटिवली लिसन द काउंटिंग मस्ट बिगिन फ्रॉम द बिगर बीट्स एंड इट विल गो टुवर्ड्स द स्मॉलर एंड अगेन इट विल रिटर्न इन द that line, the between the big and the small, there is one joint big, which is named as Sumeru, that must not be crossed. But from the bigger side to the smaller, again returns from smaller to bigger in this way, not in this way. Then, when counting this finger, is supposed to always ooze something bad, a gas. So this must not be touched in the bin. This will be outside. And with the help of this middle and the thumb, the bin should be counted. Here we shall try at least to count 16 rounds. In this very particular case, at least 4 rounds. With very no time engaged severely in the service or severely ill, then of course at least we shall try to count 4 rounds. We should not keep the malika fasting. No counting means no food to the malika, no service means no food. So, at least some sort of counting should be undertaken. Now, so this should be put into the bag, and in this way, this moringa will be out. Now, there are 10 offenses against this counting of Harinam. We shall try to avoid them. It is mentioned in Padma Purana. Satang Ninda Parama Paradham Vithunati. If we abuse, we put blame on the Vaishnava, Sadhu, or the saints. If we criticize them, we cast our blame on them, then the name will become dissatisfied because yata khyatim jatam katam usahati tadvigara. The Vaishnava, the agents of Krishna, Narayana, they are always trying to distribute name and to take the fallen souls up towards higher region. And those agents that are supposed to come to approach me for my good, and I begin to abuse them, then it is suicidal. So the name they cannot tolerate. That the very preacher, very giver, very distributor, they will be attacked and blamed. So Vaishnava Ninda, Sadhu Ninda. But the worshippers of other demigods, they are not considered as sadhu, because they are for temporary motive. They approach the so-called demigods for the time being post holders in some management in this world. So worshippers of them, that are not counted here. At the same time, we are not very eager to abuse any god and any man, and they should be indifferent to them and praise the Vaishnava and try to serve them. So then the second is Shastra Ninda, the abuse of the scripture. Krishna means those scriptures that we read about that Krishna or Narayana devotion. And so many other scriptures that are recommending to worship so many demigods or country or something else, they are not counted here. Only the Shastra, the scriptures that reveal to us about Krishna conception of Godhead, those scriptures must be shown proper reverence, not abuse. Then third is Bhutbhavagna, not to look at the Guru, the spiritual master, who is giving me admission to see him as a mundane man, person. If our approach towards the Absolute is sincere, then the Absolute is also approaching to me, and through whom this connection is being established formally, he should be considered as the representative of the Absolute. The Absolute has come, Krishna has come in such figure, he is present as his representative and is doing help to me for my sincere hankering to attain him. So the Guru should not be seen as ordinary man and the Vaishnava only, but representative of the Supreme Lord. Though he apparently seems to do in a human way, but there's the Ganges water, the sea murti, from the ordinary aspect that is either stone or wood. The Ganges water is only water, but the purifying capacity of the Ganges water is something else that is not in the conceivable apparent sight of the thing. That is something transcendental that is there. In this way we are expected to look to Guru. Then also Shivadi Devata, Shiva, Shakti, there are other so many gods, but we must not blame them, must not abuse them. They are appointed servitors of Krishna. Krishna is only the Supreme Most Absolute, and they are all subordinates. In this way we have to look after them. And this Namavali Papabuddhi, that Arthavad, we must not indulge us in finding dictionary. What is the meaning of the word Krishna? Krishna, one who attracts, he is Krishna, attracts and gives some joy. He is Krishna in the dictionary. Or Hari, Hari means many meaning. Hari means lotus, Hari means water, Hari means serpent, Hari. I won't try to run after the meanings that are found in this mundane dictionary. But the supreme thing that he can express, give his own meaning. The word has got his own meaning, and by trying, the word will show his internal existence, internal position to me. The word is supreme, it is spiritual word, not an ordinary. So nam, arthavad, different meanings, consulting dictionary and the grammar, we won't try to approach to get different meanings. That is absolute, and that can express his own real self. And I must go on with serving attitude, and the name will express himself what he is or not. Then Namvale Papavuddhi, then it is mentioned in the scripture that so much sin one name can remove. No man has the capacity of committing so many sins, so much sin. So much sin. A man may not, the magnitude of sin cannot be so big that one man cannot finish them into ashes. So, let me commit sins day and night, and I shall take one man, and all the sins will be finished. If with this attitude we go to take them, we commit offense against the man. You know, because our inner tendency is to cleanse, to make him our servant. I shall do sin, and the name will come and cleanse them, to engage the name as a servant to cleanse me. So that attitude, to take the name with that sort of attitude, that whatever sin I may commit, I am taking them, and everything will go away. With this attitude, we must do it. He is my master, I shall try to serve, to satisfy him, and not engage him only to cleanse me. I shall continue. Then it will be offense again. Then asradhane namada. One who is not fit, not sufficient, proper faith, I am giving forcibly, so take this name. He has no regard, no shraddha, no faith, but I am trying to force to serve some other purpose of my motive. That would be bad. One who is shraddha, if one has real faith, sincere faith, he can be helped with giving this name. And also, we must not be eager to become a guru, to collect some men after me, to gather some manpower. I am giving men to anyone and everyone without considering the position. That is offensive. Then, anya shubha kriya sange samaan. There are many good activities. Yes, you are taking the name of the Lord, it is not bad, but there are many other processes also to go towards the Absolute. One can take name, another is wandering through the holy places, another is making gifts and donations to the public. So many ways to purify oneself and to be making fit to the service of the divinity. No. Then is the highest. None, no other means can come to be compared with the name. The name is the substance himself represented in the sound, and especially to the sinners and the men born in the Iron Age, it is specially meant by the Absolute to be the highest purity and highest method of approaching the Absolute. It is a special recommendation and power, this name, the Kali Yuga, especially. So, there may be other types of methods to approach towards purification, but none of them in comparison can come to the name of the Lord, the sound aspect. Divine sound, transcendental sound aspect with the Lord. This is the most gracious and is most befitting the fallen souls to take them up. Then one must not have too much attraction for anything. If there is any, that must be uprooted. Just as if there is anchor and the boat in port, the boat with surround the anchor. The anchor must be taken out, and then the boat will be allowed to go to its destination. So the Guru is there to guide the boat, but the anchor, if anything, that must be taken off and surrender. We must take the name by surrendering to him, that my best benefit is there. Our best interest is in Krishna. Isn't the Absolute, my relationship with the Absolute. With this idea, with open mind, we shall take the name and the boat will go gradually. The name will draw towards him. And another, the last of the ten, is a pre-Tirohito. We must not think that that is very dreadful, Krishna, the Absolute. No, that is friendly, that is my home. I am long acquainted with that substance. That is my home. I am going to my friendly circle and not any grief, unapproachable, and dreadful thing or something like very, very grand that I can't mix with them. No, that is home, homely, friendly circle. The Lord Krishna, He is in friendly relation with us. And there, so many are there, they are also like so many friends of our inner heart, we shall find. That is, I am back to God, back to home, back to Godhead.